So what were you caught doing without clothes on? It's 99.70 JX.
Not the obvious answer.
This is first a setting the bar story, which
is an example of what not to do.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting into criminal mischief while you're in the buff, then you're doing okay.
Why are we getting into criminal mischief without getting dressed first?
Well, 62-year-old Robert is the star of our story.
You know what? He probably got to the age where he's just like, don't even need clothes. Doesn't even matter.
So it was in the middle of the night a couple weeks ago, about 3 o'clock in the morning. He got so upset about a malfunctioning motion light at a neighbor's house.
Oh, no.
That he carried a ladder over to his neighbor's property.
What?
Placed it against the building, climbed up, yanked the floodlight off the wall.
Oh!
And left it on the ground.
Oh, wow.
Removed it so forcefully, obviously he was a little upset.
He
caused about $800 worth of damage.
Oh, that's not the way we deal with that.
By pulling the wiring loose from inside the wall. Yes, Robert was naked.
Okay, didn't even say, I don't even need to take the time to put clothes on.
He did not.
Go do my little rage project.
He woke up from his sleep and was like, that's it!
Oh, wow.
And walked out, grabbed the ladder without putting any clothes on. He was caught on surveillance.
Of course he was.
Only wearing his watch, a headlamp.
Oh,
and
wow.
Flip-flops.
So he grabbed a headlamp.
And flip-flops.
Yes. But no pants.
And a ladder.
Okay. He has a shirt on in his mugshot.
Yeah, didn't think to put shorts on.
Yeah.
When he's going to commit criminal mischief.
Robert could have invested in maybe a sleep mask. And that might have averted it for the night until he could kindly ask his neighbor to tend to his malfunctioning floodlight.
Yeah, so Robert got
that
a little
upset. That would have been a better way to handle it.
I mean, maybe invest in some better blinds. I don't know.
Yes, better blinds, sleep mask, and then maybe say, hey, neighbor, didn't know if you were aware, but your floodlight is kind of malfunctioning. It's pretty bright.
Mm-hmm.
Shines into my
window.
Kind of
keeps me up.
Would you mind tending to that?
Yeah.
That would be a better way to handle it.
Look, if there's one thing setting the bar stories have taught us, there are always better ways to handle situations.
For sure. For sure.
But that's why we are in the lane we're in.
Right. Oh, Robert.
Yeah. So again, Robert, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting into criminal mischief while you're naked, then you're doing okay.
I love that he thought to grab the headlamp, the flip-flops.
Well, yeah, he had to see what he
ladder,
was doing. Yes.
But I can't be bothered to put
to
pants
put shorts on, right?
That's great. Priorities.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if you've got a story about getting caught doing something without clothes on. Share.
I mean, you came down the stairs once when there was a package being delivered.
Right. I got caught in an awkward position. Well, I'll explain coming up. But yeah, 502-795-1997. That's on the way. We'll take some of those stories. That's your Setting the Bar story on 99.70 JX.